Hey, Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
All right, so welcome back to the program. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. I am Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum, talking about your money, about your strategy. And we have some questions from last hour, some leftover questions. We'll try to get to some of those. This hour, coming up, we're going to do some more of the emails. Had a lot of fun doing that last, I guess it was last week. What was it, Thursday, Friday,
Wednesday.
Something like that. I don't know. Anyway, one of the days, and as it really did spawn some interesting discussions and topics. So we're going to try to get somewhat caught up on some of these emails. I know Professor Plum works behind the scenes to get them answered so that you have your answer. But as far as getting them answered on the air, we'll try to catch up with some of these. So if you have questions and you want to get an email in fact, we just got two there during the top of the hour news. We will put them in line. You can email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. You can also call the show, and I would suggest you do so because that's the quickest way to get in touch with us and get your questions answered right away. Now, line's open for you right now, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. And the emails, as I said, at our website, wealthed.com. We'll get to some of these coming up in just a second. And if you want to talk to us off the air, you want to talk to Professor Plum or any Lucia Capital Group advisors about anything that you hear, see, read, touch, feel, think, draw on this program, you can do so at the off-air number, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Talk to an advisor. They'll be there for you. They're here to help you out. That's why we're here. That's why they are there. You got questions about your retirement. Can I retire? I'd like to do so. I thought I was going to retire at 65. I may have to retire at 61. What do I do? I'm 10 years away. I'm 5 years away. What more do I need to do? They'll help you out. They do this stuff for a living. They do it every single day for thousands of people. Again, 800-644-1150. The Brain Trust at Lucia Capital Group, standing by to help you out. We're standing by here in studio, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. So let's get to some of these emails here, Professor Plum. Doug in Honolulu, I will retire from the school district at age 67. I've always paid FICA and contributed to PERS. I will have 22 years of substantial earnings for Social Security from this school job. Will my Social Security be reduced by the windfall provision? Doug says, I know there's the 30-year elimination thing. However, I have always paid into Social Security.
Well, if the only employment where you're getting a pension was employment where you also paid your FICA taxes, not just Medicare, but FICA, then there's no windfall elimination provision. The windfall elimination provision only affects employment pensions where you did not pay the FICA tax, the old age survivor disability insurance stuff, where you paid into your own pension, or maybe the school district or the law enforcement, you know, the city or the firefighter district paid in for you, but maybe you didn't pay it in, but you earned a pension where you did not pay into Social Security. That's where you have issues with other Social Security that you've earned from other employment. In your case, you said that you've been paying in Social Security every year that you were working for this particular school district. What state is he in?
This is Hawaii, so Hawaii. I assume.
I think they pay. So as long as you're paying FICA at the same time that you're earning the pension for the same employment, no issue. You will not have the windfall elimination provision, and it won't be an issue. Like I said, the only time it's an issue is when you have employment, a pension from employment where you did not pay FICA. Now, a lot of teachers in the states that are affected by this type of an issue, they pay Medicare, but they don't pay FICA. So if you see Medicare, that doesn't mean that you're not going to be affected by the windfall elimination provision. You'll get your Medicare, but you won't get the pension. Or it will be, or you'll get the pension, but you won't get the Social Security that you earned from other employment. Now, he did talk about something called the 30-year rule. And if you have, and I was going through this with somebody recently who has retired, and a buddy of his retired from the same place. And his buddy, they were out having coffee one morning, and his buddy said, yeah, I've got my whole Social Security benefit. They said I was exempt from it. And so my friend called me and said, why am I not exempt from it? Well, the buddy has a pension from the employment as a local deputy sheriff, just like the guy I was talking to did. But he also, he only worked 10 years as a deputy sheriff. He worked 35, 40 years in other employment. He worked enough jobs outside of being a deputy sheriff that he has more than 30 years of what they call substantial earnings with Social Security. And as long as you have 30 years of substantial earnings with Social Security, substantial? That's a little over $22,000 right now. So as long as you have 30 years of substantial earnings over your earnings history, you will not be hit by the windfall elimination provision. You will get all of your Social Security benefit. You still may be hit by the government pension offset if you're eligible for a survivor or spousal benefit, but you'll get all of yours.
Yeah, so since you brought it up, again, 877-PLANNER, our number, you have two things going on here. There's the windfall elimination provision, which can reduce your own Social Security benefit based on your own work record. And then there's something, as you just brought it up, called the government pension offset, which doesn't affect your own benefit. It affects what you can take as a benefit from somebody else's work record. Let's talk about the difference between those two.
Right. I have a pension from work not covered by Social Security. I was in law enforcement. I was a teacher. I was a firefighter. I was a municipal worker in many places where I've got a nice pension, but I did not pay into Social Security. But I also, before I joined that employment, worked in regular, outside, in private sector, paid into Social Security. Maybe after I left that employment, I worked and I have my 40 credits. I have enough credits that I will be eligible for a Social Security benefit. The question is, will I receive everything that's being projected? Will I receive the same amount as somebody who does not have a pension like I have, but have the exact same Social Security working history? The answer is no, unless I have 30 years of substantial earnings. The windfall elimination provision affects the Social Security that I have earned on my work record when I have a pension from other employment where I did not pay into Social Security. But now, if I was a stay-at-home dad, I never worked a day in my life, my wife went out and she worked and she took care of all the bills and I took care of the kids, and I didn't have a job, when she starts receiving her Social Security, I can get a spousal benefit from her work record. It wasn't my work record. I didn't earn the credits. My spouse earned the credits. And if I'm, if I follow the rules, I'm old enough and she's receiving her benefit, I can get a spousal benefit. I never paid into Social Security, but I still get a benefit because I'm married to somebody who's receiving a benefit. Change that up a little bit. I didn't stay home. I worked in a position where I earned a pension, but I did not pay into Social Security. So I don't have any Social Security earnings of my own. I was a federal employee that was hired before 84. I was part of the civil service retirement system. I was in law enforcement, fire. I was a teacher, whatever the case may be. I've got a pension where I did not pay into Social Security. But my spouse did. Will I be able to get a spousal benefit from their work record? Because I'm married, long enough, everything works.
Sure.
I'm not going to get one. Well, I won't be able to eligible for all of it, or I may not be eligible for any of it.
It may wipe it out.
And if I've got a good-sized pension from this other employment, it will wipe it out. If I've got more than, $4,000 of pension, probably not going to get any Social Security at any time, at least not a spousal retirement benefit. And so it's a matter of, that's the government pension offset. I have a government pension from work that did not pay into Social Security, and I'm eligible for a benefit from some Social Security from somebody else's work record, not my own, from somebody else's. That benefit that I would normally be eligible for will be reduced. How much? It'll be reduced by an amount equal to 2/3 of my pension. If I've got a $3,000 a month pension, the first $2,000 of benefits that I would receive as a spouse or as a widow or widower, not going to happen. If I've got a $6,000 pension, two-thirds of that is $4,000. First $4,000 of any benefit I receive from somebody else's Social Security work record. Not happening. So the smaller the pension, the more likely I'm going to get something as a benefit. And so it doesn't penalize the very small pensions. But if you've got a decent-sized pension, yeah, it could wipe out. This deputy sheriff I was talking to, he'll never get a widow or widower. And his spouse has one of the higher benefits going. She's a doctor. She's got a lot of benefit when she ultimately starts taking her Social Security. And if she waits till 70, mm-hmm. she could be getting, you know, $3,500 a month. Well, his pension is still larger, so that two-thirds of his pension will wipe out the benefit.
So if you are receiving a pension from work in the past where you did not pay into the Social Security system, you said it. Some teachers, I know Texas might be one of
California,
them.
California, Texas. I think
there are a few states where
10, 11, either mm-hmm. 9, 11, or 13 states.
Where you're getting a pension and you're receiving the pension.
But municipal workers, a lot of municipal workers don't pay into Social Security.
Right. Now, you have to be receiving the pension for this to be taking effect. Right. So if you're not going to get your pension, but you're already taking your Social Security, say at age 62, and your pension doesn't kick in until, say, age 65, you're okay until such time as that pension starts to trickle in.
We had an email from somebody a month or two ago, a teacher in one of the states where they do not pay into Social Security, but she's worked a lot in the Social Security, or paying into Social Security. At 66, she started her Social Security benefit at the full amount. And yes, it's taxable because she's still working, so she hasn't quit teaching yet. She's going to quit teaching at like 70, 71, and she'll get her pension at that point, and then at that point her Social Security will come down. But in the meantime, she's getting her full boat benefit.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's something. It's not everything, but it's something. Okay, 877-PLANNER. More emails at our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group are coming right back with more.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment, and I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low-interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning? Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing? Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. You can email us at our website, wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Some lines open for you, too. If you want to call us right now, you can get in touch with us immediately. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Oh, and another thanks again. I think I did it last hour, but thanks to the folks in Houston, Texas. You had a lot of fun in Houston, Professor Plum, mainly because we had some great people show up, as we have figured we would. We always do. Mm-hmm. But you also had some pretty good weather.
It was beautiful. One of the persons mentioned it was a Chamber of Commerce day. It was a day the Chamber of Commerce
exactly.
wants to show, because that was a beautiful day.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you.
That's
good. I'm glad you ordered that for me. Thank you. That was really nice.
You have a lot of Social Security type questions at the workshop? What did we run into there?
Quite a bit of Social Security questions. To Roth or not to Roth? When does it make sense? We were talking tax time, and seems to be an issue. When should you utilize Roth? 401k, IRA, when should you not? And we had some confusion. We were talking taxes a lot and asset location and understanding where we are in the spectrum as far as our age and what we're trying to build. We had mentioned that once we get out to full retirement age, if we have the, once we're retired, once we have the ability to start choosing where to put investments, assuming we have personal money, IRA money, Roth IRA money, that the reality is I don't want my Roth necessarily if growing anymore. If I'm going to have something in assets that doesn't earn very much, I'd rather have that in my IRA than in my personal account. And so there was a little confusion in that. I thought you always wanted your Roth IRA to grow. No, you always want an appropriate allocation. And when you're retired, if you have to start drawing money from your portfolio, some of your portfolio is going to be in safer accounts that don't earn a lot. So which accounts should be allowed to continue to grow? The common idea is always let your IRA grow until the government forces you to take out, and then only take out the required minimum distribution.
You're talking about a traditional IRA.
Traditional IRA. And what we were saying was, in many cases, it's the exact opposite. If you want to let something grow, let your Roth grow or let your personal account grow, and spend, if it's efficient for you, to use your lower brackets, spend your IRA. Nothing wrong with spending your IRA as long as you don't overspend it. So it's a matter of looking at the taxes. And so we did have a lot of discussion on taxes and then also some Social Security issues.
Yeah, so again, if you have questions on strategy, a lot of times we will give you a strategy and we'll tell you this is what works for some people, but in other cases it may or may not work for you. So there are different ways to do it. There's no really one size fits all. So anyway, we want to thank those folks. And some of those topics that you talked about in the Houston workshop, we will relegate to a future show or two. So we thank you for all that. Again, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Speaking of taxes, by the way, before I get to the next email, here's something that I think you've seen, or maybe you gave this to me, Professor Plum. Middle-income taxpayers, I think this might be from the IRS, I don't know. Middle-income taxpayers are rarely audited, according to IRS data.
I did see this, yes.
Middle-income taxpayers are rarely audited.
Unless they're doing something outrageous on their tax return that draws attention to themselves. You've got less than a 1% chance of being audited.
Well, of all tax returns filed, and we only have the data from 2014, that's the latest we have. Of all the tax returns filed in 2014, the IRS did not did not examine over 99% of those with incomes between $25,000 and $200,000.
Right. So that's the majority of the taxpayers out
yes.
there.
Yes. Now keep in mind that there are certain things that will that the computers will catch. It doesn't mean that you can put
if you're taking charitable deductions, if you make $50,000 and you're showing charitable deductions of $50,000, you're probably going to get red flagged only because that's so far out of the ordinary for somebody with that style of income.
Yes.
And so they are looking at averages. If your interest expense is $50,000 and your total adjusted gross income is $50,000, they're probably going to want to look at that because how are you affording to live? That's out of line for that income level as far as what's normal. They do have huge databases of average. If you're within this income bracket, you have this much in deductions on average. And when you're way off of those,
it will trigger something. And again,
trigger something.
The way they have these computer algorithms, I think nowadays more often, if it's something that's way out of line, it's probably at least going to be looked at. Just
be flagged one way or another.
Right. It doesn't mean anything's going to happen, but it means it'll be flagged. So that's between with incomes
25 to 200,000.
Yes. Is this what married? I don't know. It doesn't say.
I think they're just looking at AGI.
Okay. So whatever it is. Now they say once your income crosses that $200,000 mark, your audit risk does go up. Steadily, about 1.5% of taxpayers who made between $200,000 and $5,000, $200,000 to $500,000 were audited. About 1.5% of them, along with 8.5% of those earning between $1 million and $5
million. Yeah, but once you get over $5 million, it's $10 million specifically, you can almost expect to be audited. Yeah, they're gonna be taking a good look at your tax return.
That's right. So if
cost effectiveness says they're going to find something wrong, and that's where they're going to make their money.
If you earn more than $10 million a year, they audited 35% of those returns filed in 2014.
So basically, one in three.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, those odds are pretty good for audit.
Well, because generally they're a little bit more complicated.
Uh huh. Oh, and I remember I haven't seen it lately, but for years there was Forbes or one of the big financial magazines. Would give a fairly complicated set of circumstances, a client, the same circumstances to, 16 or 17 of the big accounting firms across the U.S. and to the IRS.
Yeah.
And let's say there were 20 different entities looking at the taxes.
None of them.
There was not a single one that came up with the same exact tax number that anybody else came up with.
No, because, there's tax.
The interpretation
tax
of how you do things.
Exactly. Now, they're all going to catch something where if you, misreport your income.
Yeah, that's a
different
thing. If
your W-2 says one thing and you say something else, well,
the most common thing for retirees is when you take a distribution from an IRA and you roll it over. Or you do a transfer, but you received a 1099 for that transfer of your IRA. And you don't account for it in any way, shape, or form on your tax return. The IRS has your tax return, and they have a 1099. And there's nothing on your tax return that says this 1099 existed. You might get a letter saying, we're going to tax you on this income because you didn't report it.
I would say you probably will get a letter.
But you know that it went to the other IRA. You know that it wasn't taxable. You just have to tell them. You either have to tell them after you get your heart started again after that letter from the IRS, or you tell them on your tax return.
Why do people get so wigged out about an audit just means I'm going to look at it and make sure it's all correct.
Well, most of the time we're not receiving an audit. We're receiving a change of tax letter that says, you reported this, but we think you should have reported this plus this.
So here's what... Here's
so you owe us the extra tax penalties and interest on that amount of money that you underreported.
Right. Now, from there, you can say, oh, no, I don't.
I did not owe that money because that was properly rolled over, and here's the documentation to do it. But when you get the letter, the first thing you do is you... Oh, gosh, what did I do wrong? And you may not have done anything wrong. Well, not tremendously wrong. It's just you have to make sure that the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted, and you can tell them to get away at that point.
Exactly. But, yes, I understand. It can be stressful.
And I've gotten a letter from time to time over the years, too, and it's...
Well, worse
still,
than that...
It still just gives your heart a jump, man.
And, again, worse than that could be the states, the state where you and I live especially.
Yeah, they're a little more dogged.
Dog maybe in the literal sense. I don't know. the question is, can you deduct the medical expenses incurred while you were fleeing the dogs through the wilderness is the question that I had. Well, you've never been chased by state or federal dogs for non-payment of taxes?
I actually never have been chased by them, no.
I haven't either, but I've heard stories. All right, 877-PLANNER. More emails and phone calls when we come back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Recently, we talked to people at a Lucia Capital Group Retirement Strategies Workshop about concerns they have related to retirement.
I am concerned about another market crash.
I think inflation is always a concern.
How to make our money last.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
Retirement in today's economy is one of America's greatest challenges, especially if you have to make decisions on your own, and you may live 30 years or more in retirement. If you're worried about outliving your money, inflation, and stock market volatility, discuss retirement strategies designed for these uncertain times. Get a written plan customized by an experienced retirement planning strategist. You can schedule a consultation with an advisor now by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or click Contact Us at LuciaCap.com. That's LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk. Because financial needs and goals evolve as life goes on, you need an investment strategy that's adaptable over time. Since its inception, the Lucia Capital Group Bucket Strategy has been refined and enhanced to address many of your changing needs, creating additional opportunities for managing your long-term buckets, options to incorporate non-correlated investments, access to investments to help you manage the risk of outliving your money, and ways to invest for tax efficiency. The Bucket Strategy has a simple structure designed for your income needs today and the potential for growth tomorrow, and is fully customized for each investor. Find out how a Bucket Strategy can be created just for you, then adapted to align with your goals over time. Schedule a complimentary consultation at 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or go to LuciaCap.com, LuciaCap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Talking to you about your money strategy, dollars, whatever it is. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Some room on the phones for you if you have questions. And we will continue doing these emails. If you'd like to email the program, you can go to our website. You need to go to our website, wealthed.com. Wealthed.com. As, let's see, Sue in Springfield, Illinois did. Sue says, I will be 62 this October. I have a daughter who will be 6 years old this October. Starting in January 2018, I'd be getting about $16,300 a year. My daughter would be getting $8,160 a year up until she turns 18. The problem is I can't sustain a family on $16,320 a year. My questions are this. Number one, does the Social Security Administration measure my income as my AGI? If so, I might be okay since I have a huge write-off or loss that is bringing my income down to zero on paper. That's question one. You want to start with this?
Well, it depends on where the write-off is coming from. If it's a business write-off, then that's one thing, because that happens before the adjusted gross income. It happens more importantly before the provisional income is calculated, before the earnings limitations are calculated. Well, it depends. Now, it depends on what we're talking about. If you have self-employment income that you're showing big losses from, then you're okay. If you have W-2 income and then you have deductions that reduce your taxable income down below the $17,920, that doesn't matter. You're still going to lose your ability to receive your Social Security. So the question is, what is it that we're looking to do? Are we looking to avoid the taxation of it? Are we looking to avoid the earned income tax credit? Does it, or not tax credit, the tax loss? Does it say that she's going to continue working?
I'm assuming that she is.
If you continue
working.
Because
she can't sustain the family on $16,320.
If you continue working and you have W-2 wages, and that is W-2 wages before the reduction for 401k contributions. Or you have self-employment income from one type of job, but you have a business loss from another unrelated issue. You still are paying self-employment tax on the self-employed income that you have from the one job. If you're paying self-employment income, if you're paying FICA on wages that exceed, or wages or self-employment income that exceeds $17,920 in 2017, you're going to have issues with your Social Security benefit. You're going to lose your Social Security benefit. That's just the way it works.
Well, and that was one of her questions. What is too much income and what are the repercussions? Well, the repercussions are you make over that amount, then you're going to
start losing. And you're not full retirement age. Now, she said she was going to receive $16,300.
That doesn't seem right.
It's not right.
At 62, her daughter wouldn't get half.
Her daughter would get more than half of the $16,000 that she's receiving. Remember, the money she's receiving at 62 and some months, maybe even 63, whatever the number is. If she's receiving $16,000 at 63 because she started early, a reduced benefit, her full retirement age benefit is $20,000 a year. You know, so if we're looking at a 63, so her daughter would actually be receiving half of $20,000.
Yes.
50% of the full retirement age benefit, not 50% of what you're receiving. She'd receive $10,000. Now, that whether or not that makes enough difference to retire on, I don't think so.
Well, any little bit helps, but
she'll get a little bit more.
Enough. Yes.
So, I mean, what she's looking at is if, how old was the daughter, 12?
She's going to be six.
Oh, be six.
Yes.
Okay, well, if you wait until your full retirement, if you keep working, making more than, call it $18,000 a year, and you're not going to be eligible for a benefit, and if you get your benefit reduced, your daughter gets her benefit reduced as well. So, because of the earned income. But in the year that you reach your full retirement age, if you don't make $45,000, $48,000, maybe $50,000, $60,000 by that time, then you can apply, still keep working, get your full $20,000 benefit, and your daughter would get her full $10,000 benefit until she turns 18. So I know you're trying to get that child benefit started, but if you keep working, you're going to lose your benefit. If you lose your benefit, Anybody else drawing on your work record will lose their benefit by the same proportion.
Yeah, and that goes to the question that was in the middle here, which I will just throw out, which we kind of just answered. She wants to know, can I start the Social Security benefits at 62 and then suspend them if I have too much income?
Well, you're going to have them suspended.
They will be suspended no matter what. And if that's the case, you're not getting your benefit, and then your daughter would be affected there.
Right. If you have your benefit reduced because of earned income, your earned income, anybody else drawing on your work record, your daughter is going to be drawing on your work record, they will be reduced by the same percentage. And so it's just a matter of if you lose your benefit, she'll lose her benefit if you're working and making more than the threshold. Now, if your daughter goes to work as an actress or whatever and makes a ton of money, she will lose her benefit, but you won't lose yours.
Well, she'll lose it because of the same reason that
she's
working.
She has too much income, so she won't be eligible for a benefit, but you won't be affected by her work because you are the one with the benefit. It's your work record, not her work record, that the benefit's being drawn from.
That's it. All right. Sue, I hope that helps you out. Leona in Edina, Minnesota. I'm confused about spousal benefits. As you can see, we got quite a few Social Security emails here. I'm confused about spousal benefits. My husband filed for Social Security at age 65 last year. I will turn 66 in October of this year. And we have been married for 44 years. Am I able to collect spousal benefits after I reach my full retirement date up to the date I turn 70? Does it matter if I still work full time?
Well, the good news is everything is aligning in your universe. The stars are setting up perfectly for what you want to have happen. Now, I don't know if it's what should happen or not, but what you want to have happen will work. You're going to turn 66 this year. Did I hear that right?
Yes.
Well, October this year.
By my math, that means that you were born before January 2nd, 1954. So you still do have the ability to take a spousal-only benefit once you get to full retirement age, assuming your spouse has already started receiving their benefit. You said your spouse started receiving their benefit earlier this year, last year. Your spouse is receiving a benefit. You were born at the right time. You're going to be full retirement age, which is a prerequisite. So once you get to full retirement age, you can choose to take only the spousal retirement benefit without applying for your own benefit and let your benefit grow until age 70 and then go at 70 and turn on your own much larger benefit at that time. It's because your spouse is receiving a benefit and you're old enough. That's the way it works. Now, the other thing that happens is once you get to full retirement age, it doesn't matter how much money you make. That earnings limitation test that we were talking about a few minutes ago has nothing on you. It stops when you get to full retirement age. You don't have to worry. If you could make $1 billion a year in wages or self-employment income, you could still also get your full Social Security benefit because you're full retirement age or older. That's not the same rules if you're under full retirement age, which the person we were talking to before was 62.
Yep.
But you can do exactly. Your spouse has already receiving their benefit. You're going to be 66 when you apply. You were born before January 2nd, 1954, and the earnings test does not apply. You can do what you want to do.
Good news. It used to be everybody could do that. Uh-huh. But not anymore?
Not anymore.
Josephine, 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER. Josephine in San Diego, California. We need to withdraw funds from tax-deferred investment accounts to cover some of our daughter's college costs. I believe there's a 10% penalty if we withdraw funds before age 59 and a half. Is it waived for tuition expenses? Is there any difference between a 401k and a 403b in this regard? And can we borrow the funds and pay the account back? This is to cover college costs. Obviously, they're both under age 59 and a half.
Well, the different types of funds have different types of rules. The 401k can, if your company will allow it, you can borrow up to $50,000 and do whatever you want with it, and you have to pay it back over 5 years. Same thing with the 403B. I don't think that the qualified higher education expense exemption applies to the 401K, 403B, but it does apply to an IRA distribution. If I want to take money out of my IRA this year and I have qualified higher education expenses to pay, college, things like that, for me, myself or my dependents, I can take it out. It will be taxable from a traditional IRA, but it won't be penalized to the extent that I have those qualified education expenses that haven't been reimbursed by some other source. So if I have true out-of-pocket of $5,000, you know, maybe the tuition was $25,000, but my son or daughter got a $10,000 scholarship and a $5,000 student, you know, or, you know, 529 distribution, but five of it actually did come out of my pocket. I had to pay it. I can take money out of my IRA. Taxable, yes. Penalized, no, as long as it's for qualified higher education expenses. Now, don't think that there's the same exemption for the 401k, 403b. But the 401k, 403b may allow you to borrow the money,
yeah,
where an IRA will not. So
IRA, you got to take a distribution.
So if you've got 401k, 403b, and IRA money, you can take a distribution from the IRA. If that's not enough, you can take a loan from the 401k. If that's not enough, and your spouse works and has a 403b, they can take a loan from that. Should you? That's a different game.
Well, yeah, we don't really know enough to tell you. We don't know enough about you to tell you whether or not that's a really good idea. Now, you said you could borrow up to $50,000, but that's dependent upon
you can only borrow 50% of your vested balance, too. If I've only got 10 grand, I can't borrow 50,000. To borrow the 50,000, I got to have at least 100,000 in the account.
Right. So if you had 60,000 in it, you
30
could not,
is the max.
You couldn't borrow 50,000. Yes. You can borrow up to half of the vested balance. Up to a total of $50,000.
Maximum.
Yeah. Okay, got to take a break. 877-PLANNER, trivia, etc. When we come back, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Set it and forget it. Out of sight, out of mind. Hands off. For many investors, that's how they perceive their 401k plans. Even when they leave their jobs, they leave their 401k investments untouched. Is there more you can do for your retirement with some hands-on guidance supported by a strategy? Learn the options and potentially the advantages. Schedule a rollover review with Lucia Capital Group. Learn how easy it is to take control of your retirement by rolling a 401k into a buckets portfolio. The retirement planning advisors at Lucia Capital Group work directly with each client to develop a strategy geared to their goals. Learn how you may be able to diversify your retirement plan. Take a closer look at the fees you may be paying with an old 401k that's out of sight, out of mind. Call Lucia Capital Group, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com. That's luciacap.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess, it's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-611-2050. That's 800-611-2050. 800-611-2050.
Bucket Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. Mark the number down. We don't have a lot of time left in this hour, but you can write down the number and get in touch with us on the air at 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Any questions or comments you have about your retirement plan, Social Security, we've had a bunch of those questions so far today. Tax planning, certainly that's still on people's minds. And even though it may be too late to do anything now, I suppose, about your taxes in 2016, the ones you're filling out now, you can certainly plan ahead for this year's taxes. There's plenty of time left for you to do something constructive, whether it has to do, Professor Plum, with perhaps increasing your withholding if you just don't like paying.
Yes,
perhaps,
John.
Perhaps doing something to your 401k if you're not...
increasing your contribution there. There's only two ways. If you're an employee and you have to pay, there's only two ways to not pay. Well, three, I guess. Make less money. Don't want to do that.
No.
Save money on a 401k, which will reduce your tax liability, or change your withholding. Withhold a little more.
Yeah, and you're making fun of me for not having done that yet.
Well, I'm not making fun of you for not having done that. This is not the first that I've heard of this.
Well, you've been hearing this for several years now.
Year after year. And isn't that kind of the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result?
Well, it's not that I expect a different result.
You know the result.
I'm just always upset that I do this. And it's one of those things where I say, I really should withhold more than I do.
So
it doesn't matter.
Show,
I mean, whether I pay them during the year or I pay them now, it doesn't matter.
Do I have to, as long as you don't owe a penalty, yeah, that's true.
Oh, no, yeah. No penalties. So anyway, but yeah, if you get sick of paying, heck, just, I don't really want to make less.
No, I want to make more and pay less.
Exactly. That's the whole thing. Anyway, you can get in touch with us, 877-PLANNER, if you have questions on any of this stuff or comments or concerns. Now, before we get to the next email, which you can do at our website, wealthed.com, coming up on this program tomorrow, I'll do that first. This has to do with taxation of Social Security. Now, we're sort of doing the taxation theme for a segment or two each day on this program in the first hour. Taxation of Social Security. Did you know, did you have any idea that your Social Security can possibly be taxed under certain situations?
And more people each year fall into that taxability because there are no cost of living adjustments on the thresholds for taxability of Social Security.
No.
Yes, sometimes Social Security is taxable. I've had some calls that say, why are you scaring people and telling them their Social Security is going to be taxable? Well, for some people, it will be taxable. For some people, it will not be taxable.
No.
And then other people ask me, well, what is that threshold? Find out tomorrow.
That's right. We won't tell you today. Well, if you call and ask us nicely, yeah, we'll tell you. You could also look it up yourself. It's pretty easy to do. Yeah, just look it up.
I don't know if it's easy.
You don't think so?
you can find the number, but what does that number represent?
Well, all right, yeah, the strategy behind that, you can see this, you can see the number that's on there, how much you make before your Social Security starts to become taxed. But what does it mean? Does that mean that now all of a sudden 50% of all of your Social Security is taxed?
Or 85%
is going to be taxed?
Or is it taxed at an 85% rate?
As we've heard. No, it's not. We'll tell you right now, it's not taxed at an 85% rate. So anyway, we'll talk about that on this program tomorrow. Taxation of your Social Security is as ridiculous as it is to tax somebody's Social Security. It's just something that you got to live with until Congress decides they want to be nice and get rid of it. They're not going to. There's no reason for it. They just do it. Okay, that's tomorrow. Now, trivia for today. Where's the time going? Okay, trivia. This comes from the Fed, the Federal Reserve, for the 5 years, 2003 to 2007. Total household liabilities in America increased by at least $1 trillion each year.
Those are those ninja loans and pushing out money. Money was about as free as it could ever be.
Household liabilities. When the global real estate crisis began, what was it now, 8 years ago, total household liabilities declined by $157 billion in 2008. That's from 2007. So it went down in 2008, $157 billion. Since the end of 2008 to the middle of last year, total household liabilities have increased by just $453 billion total. That's not per year, total, over that 7.5 year period. So it shows you, if you followed all that, there's a lot of words. If you followed all that, it shows you how from 2003 to 2007, just how much debt was being racked up.
We were junkies on debt. We were borrowing everything we could figure out how to borrow. And unfortunately, the banks and other institutions were more than willing to lend it.
Well, who wouldn't be? Somebody offers you the chance to buy a home for
no money down.
No money down. They won't even, they'll just say, how much do you make? You don't need documentation. Just tell us. What number? What would you like?
Forget, you don't have a job? Okay, how much would you like to be making on this application to be able to buy this house?
Exactly. So
ridiculous.
Okay. Oh, and by the way, for the first, couple of years, we'll charge you maybe a quarter of 1 point of interest. Now
you'll only have to pay a quarter of 1%.
Right. That doesn't mean, but what we'll do is we'll take the interest that you would have been paying. We're going to tack it onto the loan. Now, it's no big deal. It's no big deal because look at housing prices. Look how far up they've been going.
Houses appreciate faster than what the loan's going to go up.
Right. So now when somebody hears that and they've been living in an apartment, they're kind of young and they say, well, heck, look at that payment. Like $500 a month.
For $1 million house.
Well, or whatever it is. That might be a little pushing it. But yeah, $500 a month for, even a $700,000 house. I can own that? Well, who wouldn't?
You don't own it at that rate.
No, you don't. But you can live in the house. Well, that's exactly what happened. And, of course, the banks, they didn't care. Because what they did was they took a bunch of these loans. They were commodities to them. They just sold them off. Said, here, Wall Street, you take them. We don't want them. Wall Street says, well, we'll package these things up and we'll sell them to unsuspecting.
And we'll rate them AAA.
Well, yeah, because otherwise, why would anybody buy something that's triple Z? No, of course not.
Triple Z. I like that.
Exactly. So that's what happened. And so naturally, you would have seen. And the reason I think we're not seeing such a huge increase back the way we used to during those 5 years is because of the regulations that were probably because of the regulations that were put in.
Well, it's harder to get loans.
It is harder to get loans. Now, maybe not as hard now as it was, say, back in 2009 or 2010, but still, it's a lot harder to do that. You've got to show some documentation.
You've got to show that you might actually be able to repay it.
Yeah, odd, isn't it?
Strange.
Banks create money. Banks actually create most of the money in this country. It's temporary money, but they create money by making loans. They just create the money out of thin air. The trouble is that money is temporary.
And they want it back.
You have to give it back, and that money has to be taken out of the economy. And if you don't have enough money to take it back, Someone's got to bail you out. All right, so we're out of time. All right, didn't get to the rest of the emails. I apologize to the three that I said I was going to get to. We'll do them tomorrow. If you want to talk to Professor Rick Plum off the air, you can do so quite easily or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, 800-644-1150. That's their off-air number, 800-644-1150. Make an appointment. Get your bucket strategy set up. Out of time for Professor Plum. I'm Johnny Dean. This is Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.